Okay, I'd like to announce that we're going to actually recess till 4:30, 4:45 this afternoon for possible bill introduction. We've got some things we're still trying to work out. We're close to getting those things worked out. We need to get one more bill, it looks like, introduced. So I'd appreciate members showing back up to do that because we will need a quorum for that.
No public testimony.
There'll be no public testimony. We'll do possibly tomorrow we'll be passing bills out if good Lord wills and our membership wills. We'll be working hard tomorrow. So with that, we'll recess till 4:30, 4:45 this afternoon. All right, I'd like to call the Full Ways and Means Committee back from recess into session. We have a bill draft that we need to introduce before we frame it. So let's look
Mr.
at...
Mr. Chair, if yes. I could, I would move that we introduce LC 3479 as a committee bill.
Thank you. Any objection? Hearing none, so ordered. And we have a question. Mr. Rocco, will we have a question, perhaps?
Could you explain the trigger thing, Ken, exactly what we mean, how we're going to do it?
The trigger.
Yeah. 150 the trigger, versus 225, basically.
Mr. Chair, Ken Rocco, Legislative Fiscal Office. The trigger was computed based on the worst case scenario of $100 million additional down in the next forecast, plus the committee's or the negotiating group's decisions to include another $100 million in because of the pattern of the forecast being worse than the worst case. So that's a $200 million cushion. The plan that is being worked on assumes certain amounts of revenue will be part of that plan, and the $37 million that this trigger mechanism apply to would only become available if the forecast goes to a certain level. So we took that off of the $200 million total, and we took the $13 million that is anticipated to be included in the forecast because of the Department of Restoration of Positions in the Department of Revenue. And it also excludes the bond proceeds because the next forecast is likely to show an increase because the bonds from the tobacco bill that you're going to be talking about tomorrow are going to be deposited into the general fund, and those will be reflected in the forecast.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Senator Devlin.
I'm actually asking a question for the audience, for Mr. Rocco, or for the audience. If the trigger doesn't occur, when do the cities and counties get their money?
Mr. Chair, Senator Devlin, I believe it would be June 1st.
Thank you.
Okay. There's no further discussion. I'll remind the committee that there's going to be a sub-chair meeting at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. Sub-chair meeting at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning in the conference room, and then full Ways and Means at 10 o'clock. Full Ways and Means 10 o'clock, we'll be passing bills out. So we need everyone here. And if you're watching on television and your representative or senator isn't here, please tell them to show up. Thank you. Meeting adjourned.
Yeah.